Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Good morning, you're listening to 2FM. It is 15 minutes past 11 and my God, we are living for good news stories at the moment, aren't we? And someone who provided us with just some gorgeous news is Glenda Gilson and her husband Rob. She gave birth to her second baby yesterday and I am so delighted to say she's on the line so I can wish her the very best and say congratulations, Glenda.
Jen, thanks so much. Yeah, it's great to have a bit of good news, isn't it?
Listen, when that picture popped up and I saw his little face, I was like, this is the news the nation needed. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling, I kind of suffer with pregnancies, so I'm feeling good. And this little guy has arrived safe and sound. So that's all you really want, you know, as you know yourself. You know, you go through labour, you go through all the pain, and then it's like the last few seconds when it's here he is. It's like, okay, is he okay? Is he healthy? And you get that the thumbs up and everything's good. So your worries are over. So yeah, everything is good and I'm happy, happy as Larry, you know?
Danny Mac, what a name.
Danny Mac, yeah.
But listen to me, it must have been an entirely different experience for, you know, compared to the last time. Was Rob there the whole time?
Well, no, Rob kind of drove me to the Coombe.
Oh,
he got me out of the car, He lifted the bag in and he had to hand it to a guy at the door. And I kind of said goodbye. We said our goodbyes through our mask. And I went in and I was there for hours until labor started. And then I gave him a call, woke him up, and down he came again and in the door. And I met him downstairs in the labor ward and he was able to stay with me through labour and for a while afterwards, and then out the door again when I was going into the ward, back into my room. I had to say goodbye to him at the stairs and off he went.
Was that hard saying goodbye to him at the door? Because I remember Leo being with me and little things like carrying the bag and opening the doors and it's like you're all over the place mentally. What was it like saying goodbye to him?
It was sad. Like, yeah. You kind of get upset because you're emotional as well. Like, no, it's like as if you're saying goodbye forever. But like you said, little things. You know, he's been able to come in from 2 to 4 yesterday. Now, I don't know what it's going to be like today. But yeah, you kind of, because I was so tired. I was up 24 hours at that stage. And you kind of, it's nice to have Rob there to kind of go, okay, I'm closing my eyes here. You make sure this baby's all right. But no, he was out the door. But 2 o'clock to 4:30, he was allowed in yesterday. And I went down to greet him at the door. And when I went down, it was like something from back in the day. There was no joke about 100 men queuing outside.
Stop.
And walking in and obviously going through all the, they have to be questions, yeah, about COVID. And so I literally came down in my pajamas and my dressing gown thinking I was only going to see Rob. And there was 200 men standing in the corridor. I was like, okay, up the stairs again. And I legged it. But listen, they've been great. Everyone is, nurses are brilliant and they're doing everything that they should do. But yeah, it's different times.
Absolutely. Very different times. And listen to me, does Bobby know he has a little brother? Or how's he feeling about everything?
Bobby doesn't know what's going on. My mom has told me that his speech has improved in the last 2 days. So he's obviously knows there's a little guy coming into the house and he's like, here, I better get my voice out there and be able to speak before this fella gets here. But as well, Danny was born yesterday and Bobby's birthday is today. So there's 2 years between them. I was hoping that they... Now, a lot of people were saying, oh, it'd be great if they were born on the same day. But I was hoping they had a different day. Yeah, so they have only one day in the difference. But
good on Danny. Good on Danny for doing that. And was the labour okay? You went through that all how it was planned or...
Oh, it was grand. You know yourself, so I'm not even going to talk about that. We'll just get over that one and move on. It was fine.
When are you going home, Glenda? When are you going home?
I'm going home tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, Rob's doing okay?
Rob's doing okay. He's a bit of a hangover today. So, yeah, I'm sure he's all right. Not a bother on him.
Smoking cigars and drinking whiskey and toasting and wetting the baby's head. Sure, what else would you be doing?
I keep bringing him, going, where's my coffee? You know, he's everything's a bit slower today, so I'll see him in a while, I'd say.
Oh, well, listen, do you know what? He's a beautiful baby. He's the image of his brother, and we're just so happy for you. And enjoy every second. And I can hear him. He's on national radio. Danny Mac is on national radio. There he is.
He's about to kick off, yeah.
Well, listen, but I just want to say congratulations from everybody. And I'm going to play a song now. I hope it doesn't make you cringe. I don't know how it's going to make you feel. But this song, every time I hear it, makes me think of you.
Oh, my God. Don't tell me it's that Dua Lipa. I knew it. Oh, my God, I'm getting nightmares. Go on.
See you, Glenda. Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.